Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Marto and Margot, if you're listening to this right now, technically I think, Marto, you're not here. You're on an island somewhere. And Margot, you're probably in a plane back to Brisbane.
Yeah, most definitely. I'll be on my way to Noosa for a girls' weekend.
We get around, don't we? So you're coming from Rocky and someone's scooping you up at the airport and driving to Noosa with all the girly girls.
Yep, six girls in the car on the way up to Noosa for the weekend.
Loose operation.
Six girls in a car.
Yeah, it's an 8-seater.
Oh, okay.
Girl fishing trip, that is.
You need 2 seats for all the luggage as well, Jamie.
Oh, fair enough.
What percentage of, I was just thinking, the blokes, when they go on fishing trips, do you realise when they go, oh, we're going to Fraser, going to Morton, the blokes fishing trip, just blokes. I reckon 95% of those blokes have never put a rod in a water. In the water. Am I talking out of schools?
A little bit, but we all knew that anyway.
No, oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was a revelation.
I don't ever see any pictures of you holding fish and you don't bring any fish home.
Oh, I go, all right, don't you worry. I'm not one of the ones who doesn't fish. Shit, we caught 80. Oh, see, that's why I don't like talking about it. One day we caught 80 whiting up there at Fraser. Yeah, didn't catch many. Anyway, why'd you get me onto fishing?
I did it. You did it.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I'm going fishing. I haven't got time for you and your silly podcast.
Marto and Margot aren't actually here. So here's what happened on Friday. It's the Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast at Triple M.
The Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for the great Queensland getaway where you can fly for $75, stay for less, and do more. Be quick. These incredible deals end October 31 or until sold out. Visit queensland.com for all the details.
Margot, I'm not really a royal watcher, I don't think, but sometimes you can't avoid it. The Queen's been out and about in the news the last few days. Have you seen it?
You do love the Queen, Marto. Yes,
oh,
I have seen
tremendous.
Her. Been out and about with her matching coats and top hats and a little handbag.
Well, and then she had the walking stick, of course, and they're going, they made a big deal about that. She probably just hurt her knee. She's bloody 95.
She's
a champ.
Old.
Isn't she an inspiration?
She's great.
To get up and going
Incredible.
And be nice to people, I'd be so... If anyone is allowed to be cranky, it'd be the Queen.
Well, she lost her beautiful husband recently, the late Prince Philip, and she's had all of that debacle with Harry and Meghan and that spoilt little
bloody
actress from
Andrew.
America.
God, it's
bloody Andrew.
Honestly, when she's always opening things with the big pair of scissors and the ribbon, I'd just stab some of those, just cut pieces of these. Shut up, you. Because they're
held
so
it together.
Annoying.
Huh? I mean, if anyone's going to take a leaf out of anyone's book to, be so very elegant and sophisticated, it's
incredible.
The Queen, isn't it?
She's incredible.
She has endured everything.
But I see yesterday, because first there was the walking stick, and you go, she's 95, lost her hubby, and the story that goes on there, I used to see it in the funeral business, so one partner goes down within a year, the other goes down.
Don't you dare put that out to the universe.
All right, but then they said yesterday she was supposed to go to Northern Ireland over to Belfast and do 3 days of cutting ribbons or whatever or judging cakes. I don't know what goes on over there. And they cancelled it. And I went, ooh, hello.
Coronavirus.
No.
COVID. The borders are shut.
Well, they haven't given an official reason. She just needs to have a rest. But then
couldn't
I see...
Couldn't get an exemption, maybe. Did she fill out her paperwork?
X-pass.
Oh, geez, I thought it was a G-pass on it. Anyway, they made this announcement. I thought, hold on, there's more to this than meets the eye.
The Queen just yesterday at Windsor Castle, looking happy and well as she greeted guests including John Kerry and Bill Gates. Yet only hours later, doctors told her to cancel that day's trip to Northern Ireland.
You know what? You're putting two and two together there, aren't you?
Bill Gates made her sick?
No. Bill Gates, single, Queen, single. Bang, bang,
Stop
2 plus 2,
it.
2 plus 2. Well, what the coming together, this is what these rich families do. They come together and then boost the coffers.
Combine the empire.
Okay, so I'm not sure, I'm not saying that's definite, but you've got to explore all possibilities if you're a single lady. And then...
Didn't you have the Queen on Tinder once, Marto? I wonder if her profile's still active.
Now, you've got a history, yeah.
Now, listen, the other thing is, and they were looking to the future, and they were speculating, Melissa Downs on Channel 9 last night, they were speculating about, other things.
Europe correspondent Kari-Anne Greenbank is at Buckingham Palace. Kari, the Queen's biggest event of the year is coming up at the end of the month. Will she still be attending?
What would that be, Margot, the biggest event? Is that Halloween? Is that why the Queen's resting to make sure she's sorted for Halloween?
It's the corgi's birthday, Marto.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Oh, there were parents all over the country this week, Marto, having to lie to their children about where Emma Wiggle went. The yellow Wiggle stood down from the Wiggles to focus her energy elsewhere. And it was one of those things we talked about yesterday, the little lies that you have to tell your kids. You know, when a dog dies or you lose a pet or... Yeah, and you flush it down the toilet or, you know.
Or like my mum used to do, she'd feed us brains and tell us they were chicken nuggets. Mm. And we didn't know any different because we'd never been to KFC at that stage. So, well, brains must have been really cheap, were they? Because that's what she'd jam into us. Yeah. And we didn't know until... Then we went to someone's house and had proper chicken nuggets and we went, what is that nonsense? And we fronted her and she had to admit it.
1-3-5-3 yesterday, early in the show, we talked about the little white lies that you tell your kids. But I feel like it was the wrong audience because you mums and dads driving in the car now on the way to school pickup know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, this is what they had to say yesterday.
You know the Mr. Whippy trucks that come round and they play music and whatever. Yeah, he used to tell my kids it was the broccoli truck.
Wow, that's fabulous stuff.
I had to tell my children when they were little. I didn't tell them that the guinea pig died from the dog. I just had to tell them, not sure, something broke into it, but it's escaped, obviously, and it's fine.
And I mean, look, I think it's a part of parenting. If you're not lying to them, you're bribing them with something, you know, to get what it is that you want out of them. 1-3-3-5-3. What are the little white lies that you tell your kids? Because we're all guilty of it. I mean, if you've managed to get through parenting a couple of kids and not ever lie to them, don't ring.
No, you're a liar. Karen from Kamira. Hello.
Hello.
What have you got?
Well, my son's fifth birthday, my husband worked away, so we didn't tell him it was his birthday until a couple of days later when my husband was home.
Yeah.
So his preschool teacher even got in on the act and lied to him as well. Like, well, she didn't tell him.
they can't read calendars. Who cares?
No. I've done that before too, though, because my daughter's birthday coincides with my birthday. So I just tell her that her birthday's not until next week after mine.
When do they work it
out? She doesn't know. She's five.
How old are they when they can start doing calendar work? Is it 7 or 8 when you've got to be truthful about that?
Well, I'm surprised he didn't clue on to it then. He was more disappointed in the later years that his preschool teacher lied to him more than what we did.
He expects it from you, Karen.
Yeah, I think so.
No, thanks, Karen. Josh from Birkdale. Josh, what was the lie, mate?
Hey, mate. My son kept using my hair gel.
Yeah.
So basically what I've done is I went down and bought a new brand. And it was like a different colour lid on it. I said, look, mate, if you keep using this, your hair will go grey like mine.
And?
Yeah, well, that's my lie.
Well, obviously his hair wasn't going to go grey, but did he stop using it?
Definitely stopped using it. Definitely stopped using it. He just told me the other day I've got to go buy some more because he's out.
And it's expensive, that hair gel stuff. My boys mow through it.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's like $20 a tub, so he'd use a tub a week.
It's a lot easier to use lemonade and stuff, isn't it? That makes your hair sticky. Lemonade.
Sticky? Spit of spit, Marto.
A bit of spit, exactly. Yes.
Janine from Deception Bay. Little white lies you tell your kids. It's to protect them, isn't it? It's harmless.
Well, I don't know if it's to protect them. We used to do the same thing as what Marto's mum did. We used to tell the kids that liver was rebel, which is liver spelt backwards.
Oh, you and rebel. What, you invented a product?
Yeah. Anyway, so the youngest boy, Eli, when he was 24 or 25, he moved out. And he rocked off up to the butcher and he said, I'll have half a kilo of rebel.
Oh, no. Actually, don't butchers speak backwards. He would have known what he was on to.
I just said, what the heck are you talking about, kid? Oh. And he was like, oh, it's beautiful. Mum used to make it. You know, it's absolutely gorgeous. Oh. And he said... I don't know what you're talking about, dude. And so he gets out of the butcher's and he rings me and he says, Mum, they don't sell Revel. I said, oh, sorry, darling, liver.
Jesus, that's great.
You know, like he'd been deceived his whole entire life in that moment.
His favourite food.
Janine, do you like cocktails and going to lunch occasionally?
Oh, I love cocktails and going to lunch.
Right. You want to join me for lunch, Janine?
I'd love to join you for lunch, Margo. That sounds great.
It's yeah. Margaritas with Margo, Margaritas, I think, yeah.
Choice.
So there's a special ladies' lunch coming up soon.
I think they're serving steak and Revel pie, aren't they?
I have to take my little boy along.
There will be no Revel inside, I can guarantee it.
I love the morning.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Triple M.
Don't we love this guest? And we don't get to say it very often, live from the United States. Amos Gill, hello, mate.
Hello, all. I've had a sick week, I'll be honest with you. I did a gig with Jay Leno 2 nights ago, which is very cool. The host of The Tonight Show for over 30 years. Had a good bit of banter with him in the green room. He only knows one other Australian, and it was Rove McManus. So I had to
you had to
change his perceptions on comedy.
Jesus, that's grim, isn't it? We need to lift our game.
Did he say to you, not all Australians shake their head a lot trying to get a laugh?
Yeah, I thought I was a little understated in my delivery style. Hey, he was a really great guy, Jay Leno, and he had a joke which I want to tell. This is Jay Leno's joke, which I thought was good for a guy who's 70. Because of the trans thing that's going on at the moment, Dave Chappelle's under siege. He opened on a trans joke. He goes, Caitlyn Jenner's got an autobiography out. Apparently it's a real he said, she said.
Let's go.
I mean, because I've never seen celebrities when I'm here, but so I go to Jim Jeffrey's son's baseball game, the Little League. He's 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Guess who's pitching against Jim's kid? Oh. Magic Johnson's grandson. And Magic Johnson is sitting next to me in Jim.
Stop it.
And Magic,
he's about seven foot. How big was the kid?
Huge. Like, he looked 13 years old. And there's Jim Jeffries' son on the home plate.
And Tweety.
He strikes out. And he's a good little athlete, Jim's son. But he struck out and he comes over and he was a bit upset. And Jim goes, it's not your fault, mate. Have a look at his jeans and have a look at the jeans you've got. I'm going to go back to the well.
Yes.
To some of my favourite stuff. The Queen. I love the royals. Have you seen the poor old Queen at 95 has decided to give up alcohol?
I saw that.
Did she ever really drink? I didn't pick her to be a big drinker.
Oh, yeah. 4 cocktails a day. She was technically a binge drinker.
Was she?
She smashed the gin.
Now, this is from a mate of mine who's a friend of Harry's. Okay. She'd always nothing but if you didn't give her a double, you got the Queen deaths there and trouble. She always wanted them as strong as possible.
Is that what she carried in her little purse always? Just a little flask of gin.
Mm. They've actually produced their own gin out of Buckingham Palace as well, which is sold out, but she's given it up. And I've got to say, if the Queen said she'll cut back, Andrew is going to keep doing what he does best. So, look, they're slowly but surely tidying their lives up, and I think that's good.
I wondered whether MI5 didn't get hold of her walking stick, Amos, and put a few things in there.
Mm.
Oh, you Bond think MI5 style. Is trying to blow her up?
No, it would say she can defend herself. Like, would there be a trigger?
Is this like the old Maxwell Smart, you know, the shoe in the telephone box?
If you had a walking stick, it's not just a walking stick. You want to use it to
hit people.
It wouldn't be the first time a member of MI5 has killed a member of the royal family.
Princess Diana.
So let's finish on Novak Djokovic. That's making news over here in America as well, that he's not going to be able to play at the Australian Open unless he's vaccinated, and he will not reveal whether or not he is in fact vaccinated.
It's none of anyone's business. Isn't that what he's saying?
And that's why I think a happy compromise should be met here, because he's the world number one. He's as good as it gets. I don't think he should have to say whether he's vaccinated or not.
What are you going
to do? He's got to play in full PPE. I'm talking the gloves. I'm talking the face mask, the face shield. That keeps everybody happy. And that way he also can't make a deal of himself by arguing with the umpire the whole time because he's got a bloody mask on.
What'd you say? Oh, that's great.
And in other news, Bernard Tomic will also miss the Australian Open after he returned a positive test result for being a complete nut of f***wit. So it's not going to be the best tournament unless they change some of those rules.
I must. Girl, we love your work, mate.
Thanks, guys.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
It's Friday and it's time for Friday Fact. That's when we, well, we just deliver piece. You go, listen, I know this little piece of information and nobody else does. And I'll take it to the weekend. It's what people talk about at barbecues. They go, did you know that Neil Armstrong stepped onto the moon with his left foot first?
Fact. Oh, my goodness. I didn't.
Yeah, like amazing.
I know you haven't ever thought about it, but that is an absolute
fact.
Marto, did you know that Peruvians eat 65 million guinea pigs a year?
Fact.
Guinea pigs.
No, no, I didn't. That's incredible.
Now you do.
I was wondering where all the guinea pigs in the world were going.
I like that fact.
Margot, did you know that 40% of women, this is a worldwide survey, admit to throwing footwear at men?
Fact.
40%.
Have you not ever seen me throw a thong across the room at my kids?
It works.
Who needs a wooden spoon when you got a Haviana, I say.
Got any more facts?
Yeah, this one's for the ladies. Okay. Apple pips contain cyanide.
Fact.
What do you mean it's for the ladies? Is this following
up? If they have an annoying husband that's not picking up his clothes off the floor or leaving his wet towel in the bathroom or... You know,
you're
farting
just
in bed
an apple
too much.
Okay, well, there's some warnings there.
Keep the leftover seeds from the kids' apple cores and crush them up. Away you go. Make a paste.
It's gone dark.
Listen to this. Yeah, I'll lighten things up. Did you know that at any one time, 0.7% of the world's population is drunk? Any moment of any day.
Just a whole heap of Martos walking around.
Well, it is a Friday.
Hold on. It's time to get everyone else involved because everyone's got a fact or many facts that they are able to share with us.
1-3-3-5-3, and it's a free fuel Friday. We've combined the two. We give you free fuel, you give us the facts. How's that?
Friday facts.
Can I give you one more?
Yeah.
Did you know that underpants are available in some Japanese vending machines?
Fact.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
How?
Well, it doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. Been there.
All right, give us your Friday facts.
I haven't.
Liam from High Bale. G'day, mate.
Hi.
Oh, a young factor. Yes. What do you got, Liam?
The moon, you only ever see one side of the moon because it rotates and spins at the same time.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
So every time there's a full moon, like last night, it's the same side that we see.
Every time.
What's it hiding, Liam?
What's on the other side? Who sees that?
No one.
No one.
Well, it's the dark side of the moon.
We won't go any deeper because that's not what this is about. It's just quick facts.
I would love
to give... maybe what Pink Floyd were banging on about all those years ago?
Yeah, maybe.
It's nothing really I can give to Liam. It's all beer and stuff.
So. Oh, no. Liam.
Sorry, Liam. Maybe Liam has a dad or a mum, perhaps.
Do you know
maybe.
What? How about you shout at Hoppy's Car Wash? You can give it to your mum and dad, and this weekend they'll get a car wash from Hoppy's, all right?
Okay.
Good on you, Liam.
Liam, how old were you?
11.
What are you doing listening? What are you up to? All right, next.
Malcolm from Forest Lake. Good morning.
Morning, Margot. Morning, Greg.
Have you got an interesting fact?
The little plastic stickers on fruit and vegetables are edible.
Fact.
Whoa, what? That's extraordinary.
No, they're not.
Probably not recommended, but yep, they're edible.
Semi-fact.
Hold on, did this happen to you, Malcolm? What happened, Malcolm? Did you eat one and it never came out, so you figured it's edible?
Well, no. I mean, who hasn't eaten one by mistake or otherwise? But, yeah. Apparently they're not bad for you.
Yeah, no. I think
Malcolm just made that up. Is that actually a fact, Malcolm?
No, it's good enough for me. Malcolm's it is now. Gone. It's on the show. Is it Elise from Logan
Elise
Lee?
Elise from Logan Lee. Good morning.
Hi. Camels can regurgitate their stomach. They actually spit it out to cool themselves down.
What?
Well, it comes out their
mouth. Their whole stomach?
Yep.
And they can use it like an umbrella or something, can they?
No. I suppose.
So it got you going there, Elise. The image quite enjoyed that. You'd wonder how it'd hold it with that hoof.
Hang on. Elise, so they regurgitate their stomach to cool themselves down and then what, swallow it again?
Just suck it back in.
Suck it back in. And how did you come across this interesting fact?
Oh, I like interesting facts, so I literally Google
Have you got any others?
A baby echidna is called a puggle and they're born without their spikes.
fact.
A puggle. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it'd be hell giving birth.
Can you imagine giving birth?
At least three facts from you. Fuel up and fill up B&E Service Centre just off Moreton Drive at Brisbane Airport. Free Fuel Friday. Congratulations.
Thanks, Elise.
Thank you. Wow. She's probably come from another radio station simply to get involved in this segment, I'd reckon.
I hear it's big, yeah.
Do we have time to go to Matt from Regent's Park?
Yeah.
Matt, what do you got? Have you got a fact?
How are we going?
Yeah, go, mate.
That's good. Right. Cab drivers, they legally have to drive around with a bale of hay in their boot.
Fact.
I've heard this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's from back in the horse and cart days. They have to feed their horse.
Yeah, but no one got around to changing that law, hey?
That's it, yep.
I mean, they probably pick up a few ladies early Saturday hours with my horses, exactly. I'm sure, at that time.
Okay.
Surely that doesn't still happen.
No, if you're a bad cop, I reckon you could pull it off.
There's no such thing, is there?
No, of course not. Queensland, we love Queensland coppers.
Can we give Matt something for this nonsensical fact?
come on.
Brick Lane Draft. You know they make great beer. You can find your local Dan Murphy's as a carton of beer.
Oh, damn it. I'm a recovery alcoholic.
Oh, can we give him something else?
Oh, well, surely you got some friends somewhere.
How about
you just fact?
Alcoholics don't have friends, mate.
No one who's sober has friends.
We are swapping you for some free petrol B&E service centre. Right. Okay, we'll take the beer back. You've got the fuel.
Love it.
Oh, I'm a fuel sniffer too.
Oh. Hey, come on, mate.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
I got away up to Rockhampton. Mardo, yesterday I flew out after the show and I'm doing our show this morning from up here in Triple M Central Queensland.
And I'm a bit disappointed because we thought you were going to be on a dirty dash 8 and you'd have to, you actually got a proper
737, wow. 700 Boeing, there was trolley service, there was mask compliance. But once I got off the plane and stepped down in Rockhampton, no masks up here. Oh. So I just wanted to make an announcement. I'm not coming home. Because I get to wear all of the lipstick and the lip glosses without it smudging all over my face. But no, up here in beautiful Rocky, it's a whirlwind of a trip, 24 hours, came up for a breast cancer event to raise some money for a very good cause. It is Breast Awareness Month. So ladies, check your breasts. Gentlemen, if you've got daughters or sisters or aunts, make sure you get them to check their breasts. It's very important.
Can I check? How was Rocky? Was it looking good?
Look, it's great. I'm not sure what I really expected. I kind of thought it was like going to be a big country town, and I think that's what it is. But they've got some amazing shops and cafes and hair salons, like just all the normal shops like we have, Mardo.
It's the beef capital. You know it's the beef capital. It's
well,
all the
don't
big,
I know so. It because oh, that's why? What it says as soon as you get off the plane. It says the beef capital of Australia. I took a photo and I sent it to Dobbo, our cow man, urban cowboy. And then once you leave the airport, they just have the streets lined with big old cows.
No, well, it's not lined. It's when you come from the north, coming down from up north, coming
like
in from south.
Cows everywhere. It's like the Gold Coast with their koalas. You know, the Gold Coast have got random koalas everywhere. Well, Rockhampton has random cows everywhere.
Yeah.
And I learnt last night that there was a period of time where they had to put cages over the cows. Procreation tools, because people kept stealing them. And I was like, why do people want to steal that?
Well, university,
apparently it was a thing.
Uni students, that'd be part of their initiation. You ought to get a set of cow balls for a memento and you're in the group.
Yeah, so then they were putting stakes through them, apparently, to keep them there. Mm. That wasn't deterring anybody. So then they just put a cage over them. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is incredible.
Much
this is a great idea I might bring home and use on Corey, perhaps.
Just put a cage around it. I think you should stay up there.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Springer stories on a Friday.
It's boiling.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. They're not happy. They want to hear some stories about complicated families, don't they, Margo?
Well, the phones have lit up. 133353.
Jason from Springfield Lakes. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, who's the story about?
My grandfather married my grandma, had my dad and my uncle, and went to the shops one day to get bread and milk, and never came back.
Where did he go? Did he get lost? Hot?
Who knows? Who knows?
But
yeah, married another lady, had a few more kids, about three, I think. did the same thing to her, went down to get bread and milk, never came back.
No.
Married another lady, had two kids. And we found this out one day. Our surname's a little bit unusual, and my dad was looking through the old phone book one day and found all these people with the same surname and made a phone call and said, look, who are you? And they said, oh, my dad was, you know, Jack, and that's how we found out everything that happened.
So how many kids did he end up siring?
Was that six?
Yeah, I think there was about six or seven,
Did he? So he obviously never turned up at Christmas and stuff to explain his actions and the brand where you were short on bread and milk. Is this a great, has the family ever tried to bring those three pillars together?
Together, yeah.
We tried back in 2000. We sort of had a bit of a chat and sort of, you know, no hard feelings. It had nothing to do with any of us. It was all his doing, so no one knew about anybody else. So, yeah, look, no hard feelings across the board. We've had a few catch-ups over the years, but, no Christmases or anything like that.
So what's he up to now? Where's he? What's he doing?
He died a long time ago.
Does it cast some suspicions if you say to your wife, I'm just going down to the shops, and she goes, you got a family history, what time will you be home?
I will now.
You will now. Thanks,
buddy. Hey, Jason Phillip at B&E Service Centre. It's a Free Fuel Friday. Congratulations and thanks for the call. You want to try Bryson again in Ipswich?
Can we get Bryson? Yeah. Bryson?
Yep.
Hey, mate. What happened? Tell us.
So my old boy used to work away, or he still works away up in Mackay.
Okay.
And one of his workmates, had one family in Mackay and one family in Ipswich.
Two separate families. Was he like a Mormon or?
I don't know. He was just, he'd sort of say to one Sheila, oh, I'm going away for work this weekend. And then, he'd have a 2 week two on.
That's hard work. Who commits to that as a man? I mean, I struggle keeping one family together, let alone two.
What did your old man, that would have been such juicy conversations at work. Did he tell you much about it?
The old boy sort of, and not his business, doesn't talk to him about it sort of thing. He just like let him do his thing and that was pretty much it. I think how he got caught, one of them come down from Mackay for his 50th birthday and they walked into the party and he's like, oh, who are you? And then they both looked at each other and there's three kids from three different shields.
There was three.
Another one.
Oops. Who could be bothered running such an operation?
Who's got that much time and money?
Good on your price.
But hold on. If you're going to run Mackay and Ipswich, can we get something, you know, anyway?
Has he got a big planner? You know, like, how do you coordinate all the logistics of that?
That's a whiteboard down in your dungeon, isn't it?
Hey, thanks for the call, Bryson.
The Big Breakfast. The Big Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30 on Triple M.
Now, Jamie, I just want to tell you something. Margo and I have been together for a couple of years now on air, and, I thought it was going to be interesting when we first started. Can you remind Jamie one of the first jokes you told, the statue joke, Margo? And I went, this is going to be a long day at work.
I wanted
to try and bring a dad joke segment to the station. And so ran it, and I ran my what did one Kiwi statue say to the other Kiwi statue? Statue, bro.
Yeah. And it's a classic joke, but I thought, is that the gear she's bringing to radio?
How am I still here?
Anyway, the reason, because you're bloody good. Hey, but the reason I talk about it is because I went, you know, I told you I went that secret men's business lunch on Wednesday.
Yes. You said you met the CEO of the Broncos, Carl Morris. That was the only thing you told us out of it.
I couldn't tell you much more because it was embargoed what we were there for. And I can now tell you because Crash Craddock, our great friend from the Courier Mail, has put it in today's paper. And I said I wouldn't mention on radio until it went in there.
You're nice.
Here we go. Now, the other day, I go to this lunch. I said, what's this all about? I said, well, you'll find out when you get here. And it was to acknowledge the people who had donated the money for something really special.
Go on.
All right. So Dave Connery, remember Dave Connery started Young Care? He was when his wife got crook and Bernard Fanning's one of his best mates.
Yes.
All right. So that was, God, Margaret, that's 12, 15 years ago perhaps. And Dave was one of the guys and a mate of mine called Cookie, who used to be the president of the Queensland Cricketers Club, loves his cricket, insane about it. So those two said, you've got to come along. And I get there and Alan Border's there. I said, oh, AB, how are you, mate? It was a quiet little lunch at the port office, only for about 15 of us. And I go, righto, what's going on? They said, well, David Connery was listening to on Listener the Howie Games.
Oh, yeah.
An interview with Ian Botham, Margo. And Ian Botham, during the interview, and Ian Botham played here for a couple of seasons for Queensland cricket, Ian Botham had said there should be a statue during the podcast, there should be a statue to Alan Border. And Dave Connery got onto my mate Cookie and said, yeah, there should be a statue. What are we going to do about this? Then next thing you know, they rang the boss of Foxwoods, Corey's boss down there, Steve Crawley. They ring him and they ring Bernard Fanning and go, we've got to do something about a statue. And this is how these sporting statues start, okay? And they didn't go to the government, which most other statues are paid for by the government. They said, surely we can round up enough people. Warney got involved, then Ian Botham over in England got involved, and that was the start of this committee to get an Alan Border statue.
Brilliant.
Which
he saved Australia. You're too young to remember this, but in the 80s, without him, he was the only cricketer who was, we would have been thrashed in so many times. Alan Border was extraordinary.
He's amazing. Cranky, but amazing. Yeah.
He's not really cranky. Suncorp has so many statues, Marto.
Not talking Suncorp. This is the first ever statue at the Gabba.
The Gabba, yeah. It's about time they got one. Have they not already got one there?
There's two out at Boondall, Laura Geitz and Leroy Loggins. And there's what? There's John Eales and Stardy and Mal and Darren and Alfie and Wally. Mm. There's about seven Lockie. There's seven there at Suncorp. So it's time. So I said, what's going on? How much do you reckon a statue costs?
Ooh, 20? 30,000?
Yeah, and the rest. This is bronze. 150 grand it's going to cost.
Jesus.
Okay, so they had to put, and they found 25 blokes who loved everything. You know, remember, some of them were kids when AEB was doing his stuff. They found enough people to throw in, and this is who we were thanking the other day at the lunch, to throw in, and they got the money, and it's just about ready in a couple of weeks. It'll be AB, I don't think I'm speaking out of school. One of his favourite shots was playing across the line through mid-wicket, if anyone
can
remember.
I can picture it, yes.
With the bat, followed through, and AB was there, he was so embarrassed, but I said to him, have you seen how people molest Wally's statue? And he's, because he doesn't go around, Alan Border doesn't meet people like we do at Wally. I'll meet you at Wally. He doesn't see the antics like people holding his ghoulies and putting their head
putting
up there.
Putting a snorkel on him when it's flooding.
And Cameron Smith's statue. I said the night at Amy Park when Cameron Smith and Billy Slater, remember that bloke put a joint in Billy Slater, in Cam Smith's mouth and took a photo, in the statue's
they're
mouth.
They're very clever. Remember when they put the dressing gown on Wally?
That's right. Oh, there's always been a mask there the last few months. So I warned Alan Border. Listen, that's all. I just wanted to talk about it and go, what a man Alan Border is, eh? There is one thing, though, because I said, Wally's statue, he's not as big as you thought he was. Alan Border asked his I don't think I'm speaking out. It's going to be 1.2 times normal size.
Larger than life, yeah.
Just so
they're
going
to put a set of platforms on him or something.
Yeah, well, in that fashion. So there you go. That is the first. I guess the second statue, if anyone wants to start raising some money, might be Vossi or Jonathan Brown or whatever. But the first
Jason
statue.
Jason Ackermanis.
Oh, please. What, doing a handstand?
Maybe Adele.
Adele!
Oh, she played a fabulous concert at the Gabba.
Hold on.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
And we want to send you racing with Renee Gracie. It's all organised. Kingston Park Raceway. Check out all the latest go-karting party options at Kingston Park Raceway. KingstonPark.com.au. We just need you to be there.
Next Wednesday, you and I are going to head down there, and it's going to be a hell of a day out, isn't it? The greatest go-kart race ever.
Say it properly. Hell of a day out. Kingston Park Race. Kingston Park Raceway. Everyone wants to go. We've got a starting grid against Renee Gracie and you, two of the finest female kart racers in the world.
I mean, Renee and I will be up front. Doesn't matter what anyone else is doing behind us. Good luck getting past, I say. I reckon maybe, do we start a handicap type thing? Does Renee start from the back and have to make her way to the front?
It's interesting.
Well, they're the experts down there because they'll put you through time. Remember how they give you those six laps first and then they'll work out who the duds are, which
is Margo, and then there's Smarto.
And that's all right. Yeah. I'll be at the back. I'll just tidy things up at the other end of the race. But what we're looking for is people to get on board and get on the starting grid.
To come along and join us.
And we've been asking car phone type situations all week. Margo, one of the most awkward things that could happen is when you smash the company car. I can remember doing it to my dad when he was at the Golden Circle Cannery. He smashed his road off the brown Kingswood, and it was just
not
a
the Kingswood.
Yeah, mate.
Jesus.
And the poor bugger, like, you know, I just got out of it scot-free. Oh, whoops, sorry about that. And he had to go to work on the Monday and say, oh, my son was driving the car, a company car, and wrote it off. It's an awful situation to explain. It's great while you're driving a company car, but when you make a mistake,
It's embarrassing, isn't it? I did it, Marto. I was guilty. My dad owned the Bob Jane team-up franchise at Springwood, and I worked in there for a period of time. Had to go and pick up tyres and
with
drop
signage,
cars off.
Signage on the side of the car?
Yeah, Bob Jane T-Marts. It was a Crewman Ute, Holden Crewman Ute.
Oh, nice.
And I pulled in to drop some wheels off at BMW Springwood, and I hit the curb and the gutter into the service centre on the way in. I was so embarrassed. So and they like looked at me and they're like, are you like looking after our wheels and rims? And here you are scratching the ones that you're driving. I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, I didn't see it. It came from nowhere. I'm not used to driving this car. You know,
all right. Made some excuse. The worst thing was like the Triple M truck before we had the Isuzu, the old one, the Ranger. We've got the Ranger now. The old one had dings all over it. And I'd have to go out in this thing. And I never did it. Our 19-year-old street team is. I don't know how they could run into some of the where some of the dents are, like halfway along the back. Like, how do you hit things sometimes?
Marta, you don't remember the story of the Triple M Rock Patrol on the Bruce Highway 1995. It had the giant stereo on the back, rolled it 10 times.
You did, Jamie.
No, not me. I was here at the time.
You were involved, though.
Well, yeah.
No, you were one of the investigating officers. Yeah. All right.
Jason from Jimboomba, good morning.
Good morning, Marta, Margo. How are you?
Yeah,
yeah, good, Jace. Have you got a story?
Yes, mate, I crashed the company front end loader.
Hold on, those things are pretty durable.
Massive.
Situation?
Well, this was about 30 years ago before OH&S, and this thing was just knackered.
Yeah.
Had no power steering, so you'd have to put a foot on the door and purchase a bit of leverage off the steering wheel to get it turned.
To turn it, yeah.
I've come in full noise to get a load of salt and went straight through the wall.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. Straight through what wall? Where the pit was?
Yeah, where the pit was. Straight through that. But the funny thing on the other side.
Yeah, what was there?
Having an herbal cigarette.
What? Wouldn't they have got a surprise?
Of the marijuana type, are you saying?
They thought the world was ending and didn't stop running for about 300 metres.
Wow. That's fabulous. Any trouble from anywhere from the incident?
No, not a thing, mate. It was all hushed, and yeah, she's carry
what sort
on.
Of damage, what sort of damage do you reckon that caused, Jace?
Everything was rusty because it was an old tannery, so I think they were just used to repairing stuff, so they just repaired it and carried on.
Moved on.
So that was a good crash, I think. Right, well, mate, we'll see where we go for next Wednesday, Jace. Thanks, mate. Brett from Arumba Downs.
Brett.
Hi, Brett
from Arumba Downs.
How are you going, guys?
Where were we, mate?
13 years old, so it's a few years ago, Marta, and my mum and dad had a veggie shop, and the old man sent me out to pick up some lettuces in his youth.
Did you say you were 13, Brett?
Yeah.
Wait, son, grab the tray of lettuces, off you go.
Were we in New Zealand? I think the legal age is 11, isn't it? Yeah, all right.
That's when you started driving home from the pub. That's an 11.
Now, listen, Dad's given you the ute and said, get some lettuces.
Yeah, go out here. And it was quite a hike, you know, half an hour or so driving. I picked up a mate on the way, and out we went, picked up the lettuces, and we took a bit of a shortcut on the way home.
Yeah.
Gravel road, doing a few skids, ended up putting it up on the roof.
Yeah.
Lettuces everywhere, and there happened to be a rugby ground right there.
Yes.
The guys were there training or playing some touch, I think they were back then. And they come over, flip the ute back onto the wheels for me, and I said, help yourself to the lettuces, boys, and I drove home.
Wow.
With no lettuce.
Wow. They'd be half-price lettuces.
What did your mum and dad say?
Well, I got back to the shop and I went in and like, oh, I've got to say something. The old man came out and he said, oh, geez, you crashed the bloody ute. And all he saw was the front guard and the light was all smashed. And he walked away and then he turned back around and he goes, you rolled the effing thing. So it's like, yeah, you're never driving one of my cars again. Oh. Yeah, right, okay.
Right,
3 weeks later, can't do it again.
We have slight reservations, but we'd love to see you next Wednesday, Brett. Drive with us at Kingston Park. Are you sweet?
Yeah, good, man. I might go and get some practice through the tunnels on the weekend. Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. All right. See you next Wednesday, Kingston Park Raceway. It's a hell of a day out. Congratulations.
Has anybody ever rolled a go-kart, do you reckon?
No, they're impossible. Impossible, I believe.
Impossible.
Margo, well, give it a crack.
Is that a challenge?
Give it a
is
crack.
That a challenge?
Yeah.
The Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for the Great Queensland Getaway, where you can fly for $75, stay for less, and do more. Be quick. These incredible deals end October 31. Or until sold out, visit queensland.com for all the details.